Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Third down, Herbert from the gun. Fires off the numbers, and it is caught. Alex Erickson just signed to their active roster yesterday. They put up 24. First down, Chargers.
Another Sunday evening and another disappointing defeat for your New England Patriots. Welcome into WEEI's Six Rings postgame show. And before we get into the particulars of this particular Patriots loss, I am going to do something that I do not have the power to do, but I'm going to apologize to Patriot Nation on behalf of the New England Patriots. Because
making an apology? Must be spinning in the other direction.
I rarely admit that I'm wrong, but we need to admit that we were all wrong, and this Patriots football team is far worse and far less entertaining than any of us could have imagined in the offseason a couple weeks ago. We got what we wanted. We got a change at the quarterback position. Bailey Zappe made his third NFL start, his 2-0 record on the line, hosting Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Guess what? It was a terrible football game, much like the terrible football game we saw the Patriots play against the New York Football Giants and Tommy DeVito. A terrible football game like we saw the Patriots play against Gardner Minshew and the Colts in Germany. 6-0 is your final. A pair of second quarter Cameron Dicker field goals, the only points in the game. The offense with Bailey Zappe under center was much like the offense with Mac Jones under center. Not good enough. Although I will say, positive, going to, have a little positive mixed in here. Bailey Zappe did not turn the ball over. Unfortunately, he also did not make many plays. And I will tell you, his passer rating of just under 69, nice. Not nice, actually, is tough to do when you don't throw an interception. He completed 13 of 25 passes for just 141 yards for that 68.9 rating. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Patriots didn't score in the first half. Didn't score in the second half. Challenged a couple times, but too many pressures, too many sacks. The offensive line that we've talked about as a problem all year was once again a problem. Khalil Mack is still a really good football player, and he made Mike Onwenu look really bad on the edge of that offensive line. Mike Onwenu, I would not send this tape out to potential future employers when I hit free agency this spring, because that was a bad football game played by Big Mike on the right side. But he's not the only one that played a bad football game. There were enough mistakes to go around on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, we'll be talking about the positives of the defensive side of the ball. And remember a week ago when Adrian Phillips said, well, we give up 10 points and we keep losing, we got to give up zero. Well, they didn't quite give up zero today, but they gave up fewer points. They gave up six, and they still lost. So the Patriots are now a miserable football team at 2-10.
I believe if you're doing the math, Andy, that would be 13 points in the last 12 quarters for the Patriots offense.
Yeah, that's not what you're looking for. Second shutout of the year at home in front of the Foxborough faithful. If you are driving home from the game, as you dry off in your car, jack that heat up too high, give us a call, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, as you're stuck in traffic, although traffic should be a little lighter because wasn't exactly a full house at Gillette Stadium today. 37937 if you want to join us on the text line. Fitzy will be joining us soon as we break down, as I said, yet another disappointing loss and yet another disappointing injury for the Patriots. We've had to watch this team play without its best defensive players in Matthew Judon and Christian Gonzalez, and one of its best offensive players in Kendrick Bourne. No DeMario Douglas today due to a concussion, and then end the first quarter with Ramondre Stevenson running the ball well and maybe looking like he was going to be able to carry the offense. He got hurt on one of those hip drop tackles. Ankle injury, did not return after the first quarter. So another one of your best players sidelined for a team that doesn't have, obviously, enough talent to overcome such injuries. If it had enough talent at all to win a lot of football games this year. If you're one of those that is celebrating this post-Thanksgiving game, hoping that the Patriots lose out, this was a winnable football game yet again that they lost, the kind of game that could be the difference between this team picking in the top one, two, or three picks in next April's draft.
And I know, where's that optimism you had last week, Andy? Who won the day for the Pats on that end?
As when I sleep on it, I will be looking at the big picture. I will be looking at the positivity of having the potential to win, to secure a top one, two, or three pick and secure either of the top quarterbacks, obviously, in Caleb Williams and Drake May, or Marvin Harrison Jr., a stud wide receiver, because I think also we learned this weekend that maybe the other quarterbacks, the Bo Nixes of the world and the Michael Penix, aren't quite ready for primetime action, although Penix got a key victory there for Washington, the Huskies, in the college football playoff. But from a Patriots perspective, yes, big picture, when Monday morning arrives and we start looking at silver linings, we will be talking about, yes, this team continues to have the possibility to win two games all year and be near the top of the NFL draft. But if you're like me, you were hoping that the one thing that Bailey Zappe would bring to his return to the field might be some entertainment value, might be some ability to watch a Patriots game and have a few highs, might be the idea that, oh, football can be fun and entertaining. Well, you were disappointed because save for a couple plays in the fourth quarter where they gave themselves a shot to actually maybe score, maybe steal this football game. You had the drop from Tyquan Thornton on a deep ball where, yep, he got behind the Chargers defense. That's what he was drafted to do, right? Take the top off the defense. You actually have to catch the ball when you do that. He was not capable of doing that, even though he did have a 39-yard rush a little bit later on. All in all, it was just another dismal day for the offense. But defensively, you have to continue to praise those guys on that side of the ball.
Well, can I ask you this before we get into it, though? The Chargers are really known for kind of being just like choke artists and getting in their own way. How much of that factors into the Patriots being effective? Because it just seems like the Chargers had like, what, maybe four or five drops on the day?
Oh, absolutely. They factored into that, and I didn't think Herbert had his best day. I thought he had some balls that were behind some guys. We should acknowledge it was rainy. It was cool. There was some wind. It was not a great day to throw the football at Gillette Stadium, but I'm going to take the positive. That's the number 8 scoring offense in the National Football League. Top 10 scoring offense. That's Justin Herbert. He can sling the ball, and you held them to 6 points. You held him to, let's see, let's read Justin. Let's go Mike Francesa style while I'm flying solo here on the Six Rings post-game show real quick.
Hey, it's your show right now. You can do whatever you want.
This would be the rundown of the Chargers' possessions today, and you tell me if this is impressive from a Patriots defensive perspective. Again, without your two best defensive players, I will say. Chargers punt, 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 field goal, punt, field goal, punt, 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 end of game. Yes, that's 2 field goals in the second quarter, and the rest are punt, 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 punt. Just punts. So, you know, we don't need to read the Patriots because the Patriots is uglier because it doesn't include the 2 field goals anywhere in there. But you held Justin Herbert to 22 of 37 passes for 212 yards. He, like Zappe, didn't throw a pick, didn't throw a touchdown, had just a 75.5 passer rating. You also held the Chargers' rushing game very much in check. 1.2 yards per carry on 24 rushing attempts. 24 rushing attempts from the Chargers, and they totaled 29 yards. So, yeah, the Chargers are not a great football team. No, they are not. They improved to 5-7 on the year, although I will continue to remind everybody they do have five losses by just a field goal. So if you think they have a bad coach and maybe that plays into their record and who they are, and you're right. Quentin Johnston, the rookie wide receiver out of TCU, their first-round pick, had another hellacious bobble and drop, sort of similar to Tyquan Thornton, two speed burners that are disappointing early in their NFL career. But the Chargers score points. They do score points, and you held them to 6 points. You held them to just punts, basically, all afternoon. You got plays from all over the field. Jonathan Jones made a play. Jabril Peppers made a play. Jalen Mills made a play. Like, Juwan Bentley had a tackle for a loss with Jonathan Jones in there. Like, those guys were making plays all over the football field. So I'm going to be positive for that aspect. I'm going to give them credit. That's a little teaser for the Patriots thumbs up, thumbs down that you might hear later in this Six Rings postgame show. The defense will be represented on the positive side of that ledger. But otherwise, it's all about the offense. It's all about those who I think wanted to see Bailey Zappe, who said, oh, Bailey Zappe, let's just see what he can do. And some of us in the media were saying, well, Bailey Zappi's not that good. Bailey Zappe's not that accurate. Bailey Zappe can be a little more fun. Sometimes he shows a little bit better pocket presence, but that was up and down at best today.
Yeah, what kind of expectations was anyone expecting? Was anyone really thinking, oh, with Zappe in there, he'll put up 20 points?
Anyone? I think there were some. I think there were some Mac Jones haters that believed Zappe is better. The offense runs better with Zappe. He has better pocket awareness. He makes things happen. He doesn't turn the ball over and lose his mind. And he didn't. He could have turned the ball over. There was another couple times where it hit Chargers in the hands, but he didn't have any interceptions today. I do think there were some people that thought he would be this like magic elixir, and he was not. He showed that he's not a very accurate passer. He got flustered at times when I don't think he needed to. He moved around other times where he kind of picked up a first down on that one where he pump faked it, and I'm still amazed at how often those little pump fakes work on some truly elite athletes. Safeties and linebackers, they fall for that when a guy like Bailey Zappe throws a little pump fake. But it worked for him. But the bottom line is your offense, Bill O'Brien, who earlier this week said, blame me. Yeah, I think we have to start to blame Bill O'Brien more than we have. And I quite honestly have been a bit of a Bill O'Brien apologist at times this year. He was brought in here to change this offense, to be the savior for Mac Jones's career, for the Patriots offense that was so, quote unquote, dysfunctional under the guidance of Matt Patricia a year ago. And he has not done enough. He has not found a way to scheme together something productive. And some of that is on him. Some of it is the talent and the line and the quarterbacks and all of that. But I'm not sure he's done his best to make chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. And he needs to face some of those questions and some of that criticism as this season continues to kind of peter out, be dismal. And I go back to it, and Fitzy and I talk about this all the time on the Six Rings podcast, is the entertainment value. This is supposed to be sports entertainment. Yes, you're competing for a Super Bowl and playoff spots and all that, and yes, you're a professional and you're getting paid. But from our perspective as onlookers, the first goal is entertain me. Like, I'm choosing to spend 3 hours every Sunday, and I continue to get a lot of tweets from people saying they're not spending 3 hours every Sunday because this team is so thoroughly unentertaining and isn't worth their time of investment. I had somebody tweet me today that was like, I'm glad I'm working today because that way I don't have to watch the game or waste my time and I can actually get paid instead. So that is definitely lacking with this team is just the pure entertainment value. But the bottom line is your Patriots, I never thought I'd see this, and I'm apologizing for them. They are 2-10 to start the season. They have a 5-game losing streak for the first time since, I believe, 1995. They are putting a worse start to a season since 1-11 in 1993, I believe. You're seeing some historically bad numbers, some numbers that, quite honestly, predate not just Bill Belichick in New England, obviously, but Robert Kraft in New England and his ownership. So there's just a lot of poor football being played. And as I said, it's no one man. It's no one coach. It's not Bill O'Brien. It's not just Bill Belichick. It's not just Mac Jones, as we saw today. It's not just the offensive line. It's not just receivers that can't get open and catch the ball with consistency. It is all of it. Anyone who plays offense for this New England football team is not doing enough. You know, I know Brendan Staley, the coach on the other side of the field, in his post-game press conference a couple weeks ago, was kind of pointing fingers. We didn't lose because of the defense today. We didn't lose because of the defense, which is one of the dumber things you'll ever hear a head coach say when he runs that defensive side of the ball and creates a divide in his own locker room. But the Patriots have not lost a football game over the last 3 weeks because of their defense. As you said, wait, what was the number? 13 points?
13 points from the offense in the last 12 quarters.
Oh, yeah, 13 points scored, which, yeah, that was the same before today as it was today because there's a zero next to their name yet again. But this team is not losing games because of the defense. I have to applaud the defense. The effort, hey, you know what I like to say? The effort, the energy, and the attitude from the defense is a good enough level, is good enough to win in the NFL, should be good enough to win in the National Football League. So this is the Six Rings post-game show. As I said, Fitzy will be joining us soon. We will have Bill Belichick's press conference. We will have Bailey Zappi's press conference. We will have other important audio as it comes along. We will have your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll be joined by Christian Fourier later in the show, Mike Cadlick later in the show. And Joe Braverman, you were about to say something?
No. Oh. No, you're doing a tremendous job. Sorry. Running this first segment.
I heard you, we probably should have touched base before we get on the air. What's our break schedule? Are we going to our normal break here, or what are we doing?
We're just going to break it, and hopefully we'll be able to hear Mr. Zappi and Mr. Belichick when we get back.
Okay, 617-779-7937. Join us on the phone lines to vent. Join us on the phone lines to talk about how good the defense is. Join us on the phone lines if you want to talk which college quarterback or wide receiver you want the Patriots to draft. We will get into all the details of another ugly Patriots loss, 6-0 at the hands of Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Patriots fall to 2-10. Yes, you're at the bottom of the AFC, but you might be near the top of the draft. So stick around with us, and we'll have the full Six Rings postgame show right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Make plays towards the end. I got to throw better balls. I got to make the balls catchable, especially in, you know, conditions like today, wet ball, wet hands. I got to throw the ball better. And, you know, just starts with me on the offensive side of getting things going.
Bailey, you mentioned a couple weeks ago how coming in kind of cold later in games made it tough to get a kind of a rhythm going. This week seemed like you were the main guy. Did that help give you confidence in this game? Seemed like you were taking some shots out there and trying to get things done downfield.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit different, of course. But like we always say here, you got to be ready no matter what, you know, the circumstances are, whether you're coming in, you know, third quarter, you're starting the game, or, you know, whatever the, you know, the coaches tell you to do, you got to be ready. And just got to get ready for Steelers this Thursday.
Bailey, I know you guys don't like to make excuses, but how tough was the weather to play through today?
I mean, look, both teams got to play through it. Yeah, it's not ideal, but you got to deal with it. And like I just told Mike, I mean, it starts with me. It's a wet ball, whatever. It's hard to catch. I got to throw better balls. There's no excuses, like you said. So you just got to play better.
Bailey, you did a good job today, obviously extending plays. But, you know, what's the line in a game like today where points are at a premium between extending plays and taking sacks on that second drive? You guys are at the Chargers 28, maybe field goal range. You take a sack on third down, then a sack on fourth down. You know, what's the line there between trying to extend the play and in a game like that saying, I can't take a sack here?
Yeah, that's totally on me, like you said. I mean, I got to understand where we're at on the field. I have to understand that we have points, and I have to understand when, you know, plays – you know, it's done. There's nobody open. I just got to throw the ball away. And, you know, I just try to do too much, and that's on me.
What specifically did you like today, and what did you think you need to improve moving forward?
I think we did a few things good, run game, pass game. You know, some things I need to work on is, of course, like we just talked about, you know, understanding when the play's over with, not taking a sack when you're in the, you know, field goal territory when you can get points. Just things like that. You know, that's, like I said previously, I mean, that falls on me. I got to get better at it. I got to get back, watch this film, and get ready for Thursday versus Steelers.
Bailey, I think you expressed some positivity about practice, what you were seeing in practice earlier this week. What have you noticed changes between practice and getting on the game field for you guys?
You know, I would say that, you know, given the circumstances that we're in, you know, there's no division in our team. Everybody comes to work every day. Everybody pushes each other. Defense pushes offense. Offense pushes defense. And I think as long as we stay that way, these last, what, five games, I think things will start going in our favor, and we just got to keep working.
Bailey, the defense has allowed 10, 10, and 6. You've lost all three. I know this was your first start. But do you feel almost like the offense is letting down the defense based on how well they've been playing?
Yeah, I mean, our defense is great. Our defense is playing phenomenal. And like I've said multiple times, that starts with me as a quarterback on the offensive side. I got to do better. I got to get us down there. I got to get us an, you know, opportunity to score points. Taking sacks and doing all those things isn't doing a good job of doing that. I got to throw it better. I got to make smarter decisions. And once I start doing that, then we'll start scoring points.
Hi, Bailey. I was wondering, you targeted Taekwon for some big plays today. Just what did you see from him?
Yeah, Taekwon is a great receiver. We have a great receiver group. We have guys that can go down there and catch the ball. You just got to give them a chance. And there's some times where, you know, I need to throw a better ball, like the deep one of Taekwon. I need to throw it better. I let it too far. And, you know, maybe if I throw it, you know, 6 inches shorter, that's a touchdown. He's catching and running it. So we just got to keep grinding. Those guys are doing phenomenal. I just got to get them the ball.
Bailey, having the full week of preparation, the full preparation, you're immediate reaction, is it more of a missed opportunity for you today getting a chance, or is it still a learning experience?
I would consider it both. I mean, we didn't win, so I would technically clarify that as a missed opportunity. And then, of course, it's always a learning experience. No matter win or lose, there's things that you can look back on, good and bad, that you can learn from and grow on. So I think that's what I'm going to use, you know, today as, and just grow with it, and whatever decision is next week, then get ready to play Steelers.
Bailey, you know, you made it through the game without any turnovers, didn't move the ball as much as you wanted to, but just how do you think you can build upon that heading into the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, biggest thing is, you know, from the quarterback position is not throwing interceptions. We were able to do that today, but we weren't able to score points, so we got to score points, and that starts with me, and that starts with, like I said, you know, just making smarter decisions and just growing on the things that, you know, we did good today and learning from the things that we didn't do good, so it's a short week, but we'll get after it tomorrow and be ready for Thursday. Yep. Thank you all.
That was New England Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe at the podium at Gillette Stadium following the conclusion of today's thriller in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Once again, your final score, the Los Angeles Dodgers 6, the Boston Red Sox 0. Excuse me. I meant to say the Los Angeles Kings 6, the Boston Bruins 0. Oh, actually, no, wait. This was a football game. The Los Angeles Chargers 6, the New England Patriots 0. On a day Andy, and what a wonderful job you and Joe did on the first segment. My apologies for being tardy to the program today, folks. I was sobbing by the side of the road, wondering what the hell happened to my football team. So let me try to get things back together again and be
a bit of a professional. Oh, so they were your tears instead of actual rain falling from
yes,
the sky.
Yes, that was actually me. On a day, yes, Joe, very well put, on a day where the weather was every bit as miserable as the game that fans endured, at least however many fans that were there, I have no idea. I was told on the way into the stadium that they were expecting, hopefully, I kid you not, hopefully 49,000 people. If there were 49,000 people there, then my name is Charles Dickens. On a day when fans in trash bags and ponchos, rain slickers, or just nothing at all, endured misery, ineptitude, and a complete lack of offense, the Patriots once again found a way. I see, I'm very impressed by this team. And this is, once again, the Six Rings postgame show live on WEEI with you until 7:25, at which point we throw it to any other football game where hopefully someone knows how to score. We'll be throwing it to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football, and that actually should be a fun one. There's another fun game starting very soon in Philadelphia, but please stay with us or listen to us throw that game on just so you can remind yourself that it is legal for teams to score and that it is actually fun to watch football when other teams know how to play. And I will give you your flowers, Hart, for highlighting the fact that the New England Patriots continue to ball out and impress on the defensive side of the ball. If I played for the New England Patriots, defense at this point, and I know togetherness, teamwork, and trying not to cause a division in the locker room is key to making sure that the season that is already so unbearably and historically bad doesn't go south any faster or further. But my God, I would protest, or I would just not show up, or I would, I don't know, have a sit-in, demand a meeting with Bill O'Brien or Bill Belichick or somebody just to wish, please, can we score a point? The fact that the Patriots over their last four games have scored 7.5 points a game is misleading because they scored 17 and then 6 in Germany, if I'm correct. And then, no, I'm sorry. I've actually given them too much credit. They have averaged 6.5 points over their last four games. They scored 17 against the Commanders at home, loss. They went to Frankfurt, scored 6, took a week off. Found a way to score one more point last week in the You Lucky We Ass Bowl down in North Jersey. And then this week, score nothing. I have to say that this is not, what is the number one principle of football sports in general, Andy Hart? It is entertainment, and we are to be entertained, especially if your team is 2-9, now 2-10 on the season. If your team stinks, at least give the fans something to root for, to cheer for, to be proud of, to be excited about. And aside from somebody hopefully coming to the rescue or a series of people coming to the rescue next April 25th through 27th in Detroit, what in the holy hell do fans have to look forward to? If tickets went for $10 today, which they did, by the way, the get-in price at kickoff was $10 for the lower bowl, dare I say, what a ripoff! And people should get a refund. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number here on the Six Rings postgame show. 37937 is the text line, monitored closely by producer extraordinaire Joe Braverman. The lines are jammed. I have no idea what the scene is like outside of Gillette Stadium now. I can't even imagine that there's even that much traffic, Andy. I'll tell you this. When I switched from 495 to Route 1 today at about 10 a.m. pulling into the stadium, it was so dead. It was so empty. I didn't tap my brakes once until I took a right into the stadium. You know what I'm talking about? Like on Route 1 down there by like the bars and like the outlets, and you pass by a couple other different stuff, a couple Dunkin' Donuts. That 4.1 mile stretch, I didn't have to tap my brakes once. What
doesn't surprise me? People aren't dumb as we pretend sometimes. They know what they're seeing. They know what's worth going to see. They know what's worth going to see early and build up some excitement for. They also know when it's a crappy day with rain and wind and you don't want to, even if you are going, I'm not sure this was the day you wanted to hang out and tailgate and spend time outside with others. But it is what it is. I mean, we're not, at some point, if you're being a good fan, part of being a good fan is booing. Part of being a good fan is like, well, if you're not going to put an entertaining product on the field, I'm not going to invest myself any more than I need to. And for some people, that was not showing up today. For some people, that was leaving their tickets on
the secondary market and lowering the price from 50 to 40 to 30 to 20 to 10 to try to lure somebody last ditch of going in the stadium. My son was there. The good thing for him was he was able to move around and eventually was sitting in the front row because he pulled the old, you know, Fenway upgrade.
Where did he start? Where did he start before he finished in the front? It was probably super easy. He could have been in the front row by the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when he got there, but no, they started. He has a preferred seat in real games when he thinks people are going to show up. So I always get, he likes 50-yard line upper deck, front row. So it's no one's in front of you.
A little all 22 for the football player in the family.
Loves it. But then he, you know, saw, hey, there's a bunch of, guys, I want to go move down. Let's have some fun. Let's walk around. Stay warm. So they ended up front row. So that's one of the silver linings. That and the fact that I don't know if you had a chance to check the scores, Fitzgerald, but there's a game between the Steelers and the Cardinals going on.
Do we have
on
a positive update? Do we have something to cheer for, something to be excited about, Andy? Give me some Yinsberg love.
So the good news is it's 17-3 Cardinals.
Yes.
Bad news is, for whatever reason, and I'm not getting a video update, I'm just reading this, that the game is delayed right now, so there must be lightning or something going on.
There have been two weather delays in that game today, as far as
I know. Yes, but 17-3, and last I saw, Pickett was out. So there's a good chance that the Cardinals are going to get their third win of the season, which there's no way in hell the Patriots will ever get their third win in the season. So the good news is you may have just slid right into the number two spot in the draft, and the number two spot in the draft is a guarantee, Fitzgerald, of a quarterback, if you want him, that's among the top two quarterbacks. So look at me turning a positive spin at 4:23 on a crappy, rainy, Sunday losing afternoon.
I can't believe this. Like, if we thought the graphic that teased Thursday Night Football, and this has been a week, we have so much time to go over the quarterbacks and the football players we think may come to the rescue or that we like, because Lord knows the college football this weekend, Andy, much like most weekends in general over the season, has been better than the NFL football. It certainly has been better than New England Patriots football for the majority of, if not the entirety of this season.
I did watch FSU Louisville, and it was much like Patriots versus somebody else the last few weeks. There was no offense. I mean,
they lost
their
I thought Louisville would put up more of a fight, but the Florida State, like, they have no offense losing that quarterback. Like, they have absolutely nothing. And they made the right decision earlier today. The College Football Selection Committee made the right decision.
We can
talk about that one for a while too. I'll be looking for New Year's Day may end up being the best football day of the season, or at least the start of 2024 and beyond. But my God, okay, so the good news right now, the only little nugget that we have, Joe, go ahead and play that music if you have it. The only good piece of news we have right now is that the Patriots. That's right, everybody. We're moving on up, baby. We were the third pick before today started, and the Patriots are going to have the second overall pick. We did it. We've lost our minds. I just got a text message from a friend I saw at the stadium today, Andy. Here we go. Ready? There was absolutely no traffic. I stayed till the final stop made by the Chargers. Only took me 15 minutes to get home. Usually takes more than an hour.
Not bad.
Hey, good for him. He's home. He can listen to the Six Rings postgame show. He can throw it on the house. You know, go to your Alexa and just say, play Fitzy and Hart's awesome postgame show, or you can go open up the Odyssey app or just put it on your radio with frequency modulation, put on a football game, enjoy a beverage. Hey, have yourself a second half of your football Sunday as well.
I will promise you that the Six Rings postgame show and the Six Rings podcast is closer to the Patriots' defense than the offense. The offense stinks, is thoroughly unentertaining, and never gets the job done. The defensive side of the ball continues to fight the good fight. I'm not sure how talented they are, and maybe they took advantage of some opportunities in recent weeks, whether it be the weather or poor quarterback play on the other side of the field. But the Six Rings postgame show, I feel like we have a kindred spirit with the Patriots defense, with Jabril Peppers and Jalen Mills and company over there, right? Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
That's
Jabril
us.
Peppers continues to be. I do love the fact, were you at all concerned heading into the game? I got there, walked around the parking lot for a while in my usual, like, let's try to get a feel for what the fans are talking about. Honestly, Andy, I would have had to have walked 5 minutes between tailgate. Now, I exaggerate a tiny bit, but some of the lots across the street had a little bit of life to them. The lots over there by the stadium, which aren't necessarily known to be a Mardi Gras in and of themselves. No one will ever confuse the lots surrounding Gillette Stadium with Burning Man or Times Square on New Year's Eve. It was like had the life of Henry Kissinger out there. It was so flat, so rainy, so sad. No, everyone was, and everyone was sitting under their tent, huddled up. Ah, whatever. He's dead. What's he going to do? Call in and complain? Too bad. The lines are full anyway. All right, Crickets. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Crickets exit stage left.
Yeah. We are still waiting, by the way, on Bill Belichick. We did hear from
Patriots quarterback. It's going to be awesome. He's going to be in a really good mood, really talkative, chatty.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Revealing. I really
maybe we'll play
it
later.
Hopes.
We can, depending on the mood, maybe we can find the perfect bed of music to play it later on, because you know it's going to be true performance art and comedy as well.
Can I read a tweet real quick before we go to the phone calls?
Six and a half points a game.
Well, it's 7.5. Your math is terrible, but.
Wait, hold on. No, 17. They scored 17 against. It is terrible. You're right. I'm sorry. I rushed to judgment. 7.5 points. I was right the first time. Why did I correct myself?
Effing moron.
Oh, eat me. 7.5 points a game. I don't care if I can't say that. 7.5 points a game. But that's the thing. That's a misleading stat because they scored 17 against the Commanders.
Yeah, but that's not really misleading. That's how things work. Things are averaged out.
But they're just, they went down to 6 and then 7 and then.
They stink. It doesn't matter whether it's 6.5, 7.5, misleading, not misleading. They stink offensively. They punt, 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 turnover, punt, punt, turnover, punt, punt, whatever. However you want to run down like the last 30 possessions like Zach Cox and others were doing on Twitter earlier today.
The Chris Mason tweet was like 5.5 minutes long, but it's just brutal. But
you say it again, 13 points, 12 quarters.
They're not good. There's no way about it. Like the one good thing. Left with a bad bum ankle in the first quarter.
And by the way, Bleacher Report just tweeted this out. Pats have lost 3 straight games where they allowed 10 points or fewer. The last team to do this was back in 1938.
Oh, I remember them.
Who was that?
That was the Road Knockers.
The American Stallions?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
The Providence Steamrollers.
The Princeton Laureates.
I don't know. It probably involved Bill Belichick's dad playing for one of those Lions teams.
Maybe someone should ask him about that in the postgame, and he can give us one of those 10-minute sermons.
Bill, as a fan of NFL history, did you know that your team is doing something not done since the 30s?
A bad day. Boy, a ref gets hurt in the Saints game.
Oh, my God. It was gross.
I've been told, I have received multiple messages from people, do not search out the video. Yep. That it was bad. That it was
bending in ways that things shouldn't be bending. Yeah, so speaking of bending in ways that things shouldn't be bending, Albert Breer tweeted this out. This is going to sound really weird because the Patriots are getting shut out, but the offense has, on balance, looked better with Bailey Zappe at quarterback. It did? I disagree.
What is the hate
for Mac now is just palpable. Like, Bailey Zappe was terrible. All they did was punt. There were a couple highlight plays late, but he was under pressure. There, I think 4 of the 6 drives in the first half were 3 and out. What, on balance, looked better about going 3 and out 4 different times in the first half? Bailey Zappe wasn't horrific. Like, the wheels didn't fall off. He didn't look like he shouldn't be on an NFL field. Right. But the offense wasn't better. You know the problem with Mac Jones in the offense? He would drive to the red zone and then throw it to the other team. But
that was never the right play.
Right? No, it's never. Never right decision in that area. So, but what are we talking about? The offense was not, what's the word he used? On balance, looked better with Bailey Zappe. It looked as thoroughly unentertaining as it did in the previous couple weeks with Mac Jones. The one difference is Bailey Zappe didn't turn the ball over multiple times. There was a couple that could have been. He tried a couple times. He also got the benefit of one of the worst calls you'll ever see in a football game. One that was so bad that it confused rules expert Gene Steratore. Because he's like, yeah, they got the right call with the ball was deflected at the line of scrimmage, so there can't be defensive holding. And Adam Archuleta's like, no, they gave him the penalty. They called defense. And he's like, what? Oh, that was terrible. They blew that call. So it was bad.
It was but you say refs stink all the time, and you're not wrong. I will confess. So my consumption of today's game, and we'll get to your calls in just a second, folks. Thank you guys for hanging in patiently as we bring you our opening thoughts and wait patiently for Patriots coach Bill Belichick to offer his opening words here with our little Foxborough filibuster to begin today's Six Rings postgame show following the Chargers' defeat of the New England Patriots 6-0 at Gillette Stadium.
Wait, what'd you say? 6-0? No, couldn't be. Could you check that score again?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just look right here. NFL scores on the Google machine. Yeah, it says Los Angeles 6, New England 0.
Wow. Wow, imagine winning football games when you don't score a touchdown.
You don't even have to score. You are a team that is known for having a high... Of course, they're kind of coasting on reputation as well. And this isn't even really... You'll have people that'll say, like, why do the Chargers have to try? Because they know they don't have to worry about respecting or fearing the Patriots' offense. Maybe the Chargers are mired in a sea of ineptitude and dysfunction themselves. Don't know. Don't care. All I do know is my team can't score at all. And it is gross. It is super, super, super difficult to watch. God bless the fans who hung in there, who went there today, who stayed till the final play. I will confess to consuming today's game both in person, a little bit on the radio, and on television as well. Spoiler alert, it was just as miserable any which way that I consumed it. And the calls on the radio, I'll say, from people that used to play for the football team for change in coaching, change in philosophies, change in personnel, I just wonder how much longer everyone can stomach this particular style, brand, and approach, Andy, for the New England Patriots. Like, who do you run out there Thursday? Do you just run the same team back out there on Thursday night? Do you not try to make more changes? I know you're going to need another running back, so someone's going to get a practice squad elevation because poor Mondre got dinged up on that stupid hip drop tackle. But otherwise, I mean, you lose another receiver today. Tyquan Thornton can't catch crack. He couldn't catch cold. It's brutal. It's bad.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? You got a game on Thursday. Yeah, you're going to roll out basically the same team. And I thought Bailey Zappe, when we listened to him, talked with great confidence that he's going back out there saying, I got to do this. I just got to do that. When I do this, when I do that. Like, he certainly believes he will be starting on Thursday.
He also lied and said Tyquan Thornton was a good receiver.
He did lie on that. Yeah. That was... Where's Bethel Johnson when you need him? He was a second-round bust of a receiver, but I guarantee you he would have caught that deep ball. Guarantee you. I saw him
do it
many
times.
He had hands.
He just wasn't good at running routes.
He also had speed that I don't think Tyquan Thornton has. He's fast, but he's not the speed that I was sold. Like, he can go get a deep ball. He looks
Just FYI to everyone who is as interested as we are, the Cardinals at Steelers game has resumed play. They have 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. We will monitor that one closely as it does have a direct correlation and effect on the New England Patriots and where they would select with five games to go in the 2024 NFL draft.
Mitchell Trubisky, root against him.
Can you believe Thursday night? I mean, Jeff Bezos, you want to talk about people that should be asking for refunds. It was bad enough when they didn't even have a player they could feature on the Thursday night football graphic, so they just put Belichick. What?
You think that's why Bill took the shot at them, apparently, in his production meeting and told Adam Archuleta that that he's not into streaming? He doesn't watch Thursday Night Football because he doesn't do the streaming thing?
1,000%. 1,000%.
What a middle finger to the league that is. They're like, yeah, we're adding all these streaming partners. And Bill's like, I won't watch it. He's like me. He's going to boycott that wild card game, too, whatever that Peacock network is that's going to be airing it. Screw them.
What did the Peacock ever do to you?
I'm just not paying for that. I'm not doing it. I'm with Bill. That's why I love Bill. There's certain areas where Bill and I are fully aligned, and that's one of them.
Terrific.
There's other areas where we're not.
I was going to say, that, yeah, I'm not sure how much aligning you want to do with Coach Belichick at this particular juncture in time, but hey, you're a grown adult. It's not my business to tell
another man.
We
both peaked 10 years ago, too.
There you go. How about that? 617-779-7937 is the number. Let us open up the floodgates of frustration now. As we go to Matt in Walpole, he will be our first caller today on the Six Rings postgame show. Bill Belichick to come here on today's postgame affair. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Here we go, guys. Drake May is one step closer to Foxborough as LAFC shuts down the Revs 6-0 in a stunner.
Okay. I needed another reference. Thank you.
There we go. I'll tell you what, too, Fitzy. Lowest priced Revs ticket this year was about triple the amount that they cost today. All right. Like, and I got to tell you, too, welcome aboard the Tank Express to anyone who is so delusional in their Zappy aspirations. You just hated Mac to the point that you thought he was going to be so much better than he actually is. And Mac's no good. And I'll tell you why. One of you gentlemen was on the Rich Keefe show this week when Mike Gesicki said that we've got a lot of guys on the offense, a lot of talented guys on the offense who can who can lead us. Yeah. Okay. Name one. That was the real eye opener for me. There is none. Like, welcome aboard the Tank. It's more fun when you laugh at them when they drop like easy catches and whatnot. And go Cardinals.
Brutal, brutal.
That's true.
Brutal
when you
day.
Fully embrace the tank, when you give into it, when you accept it into your life and give yourself over to it, then you can laugh at mistakes. Then you can laugh at Mike Onwenu not being able to get a finger on Khalil Mack. You can laugh when a throw just hits the ground in front of a receiver or is so far behind Hunter Henry that he can't catch it, or Ezekiel Elliott just bloop, the ball pops out. You can laugh in those situations if you fully embrace the tank.
Yeah, that's the thing. Matt, thank you very much for the call.
I don't think I've fully embraced it yet because I still go like, what the? Blah, 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 blah. What?
Oh, yeah. No, I can do all of that, but then I find a way to see the perverse, morose, very sarcastic, laden humor in all of it as well. Like, you have to, if at this point you're beyond living and dying, forget about the fact that you know, you don't want complacency to settle in following all the success the team endured from 2001 to 2019. If you are living and dying with this team to that degree, then there needs to be a wellness check or an intervention in your life, because somebody needs to step in and say, like, save your energy. Like, better days are ahead at some point. I can't tell you when necessarily, but don't get so moved or upset by what's going on right now, because they just don't have it. They may not even have enough people to put a wide receiver or running back to field a functional football team Thursday night, let alone do they have enough talent on this team to keep up with just even the most mediocre of football teams in this league, let alone the upper echelon teams. Like, it's not there. But it's just not there.
Who said that we want them to field a functional football team?
It's now even like caught, like, everybody, like, the offensive line was ghastly today. More drops, more.
Oof. You know you're a bad offensive line when you can't even sub out without getting a penalty like Connor McDermott and Trent Brown did.
I have a question I would like to ask you, and I want the audience to think about this as well as we throw it to break and we get back to the calls as the lines are full here, and we are expecting Bill Belichick to hit the podium and speak momentarily. I have this question. I don't know where the Patriots are in losses at home at Gillette Stadium versus how many losses at Gillette Tom Brady endured from 2001 to 2019. The end of the 2019 season, though it is probably worth researching. I do wonder if the Patriots have had more false starts and 12 men on the field in the last three-plus seasons than they did the entire time Brady was quarterback. That stuck out to me today as they once again ran afoul of, hey, you can't have that many guys. Hey, you got to wait till everyone. You all have to try to move together, guys. You know, and delays of game again. Were there two today? I mean,
yep.
One is inexcusable. Two is just beyond unconscionable.
And Bill O'Brien just sort of shaking his head and, you know, like, calling the next play. It would be unbelievable if it wasn't so utterly believable at this point, because we've seen it just so many times. It's no longer shocking. They are who we didn't think they were.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. We will carry Bill Belichick live when Bill Belichick steps to the podium as well. We'll get back to your calls. We'll speak to Mike Cadlick later on in the program, as we have now dubbed him our beatdown reporter, as even his Patriots positive spirit has waned over the course of the season. We'll hear from Christian Fourier and, of course, you, because you are the spirit, the backbone, and the gasoline that makes the engine here on the Six Rings postgame run. Don't go away. Back in just moments. It's the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I thought we had all the guys play really hard. You know, we moved the ball, but we're on a long field. Just really didn't do a good job with field position, and you know, couldn't play the complimentary game that we need to play. Chargers did a couple times, got their 6 points, and obviously that was enough. So just got to do a better job of, we've talked about all year, making plays in critical situations that we need to make. And yeah, that's really about it. You know, there's multiple plays you can point to on that, but you know, in the end, just obviously it wasn't enough. And we've got to find a way to make those.
Bill, with your offense being inconsistent, was there any talk between you and your coaching staff about possibly going to Malik Cunningham as a change of pace, as a spark?
we did what we thought was best.
Bill, with the offense, how do you explain what's continuously gone wrong here for this group?
Yeah, I just tried to do that. Sorry, that wasn't good enough.
What went into the decision to start Bailey over Mac?
I thought he deserved it.
Was it something he did, or do you feel as though Mac hasn't delivered on what you were hoping to get?
I think he deserved it.
Do you feel as though organizationally you've let Mac down a little bit, third year, first-round quarterback, now on the bench?
Yeah. Just trying to put the best team we can out there every week.
Hi, Bill. We saw Tyquan get a little more into the offense today. He had one play that worked out, one that didn't. Just what did you see from him today, and what more do you want to see from him?
Well, we see all our skilled players be more productive when they get the opportunity to do that, so it's obvious.
Bill, how surprised are you at the lack of production from the offense?
I don't know.
What do you identify as maybe some of the missteps, you know, that have contributed to the offense not producing this season?
Yeah, I just answered that question, Mike.
I guess I'm trying to figure.
Well, this isn't a season review. We're talking about the game. Game's just over. Happy to talk about the game. I made my comments on it. I'm not going to get into a full season review if that's what you're asking. No.
I think the reason I was asking is it's just hard to fathom how the offense has dipped from where we saw it at the end of last year. And this is the way we communicate with you to fans who are curious the same question.
Yeah, I just told you what I thought about the game. We moved the ball, didn't make enough plays to score, got in the scoring range, and weren't able to convert those into points.
Bill, with the offense struggling, was there ever any consideration to putting Mac in the game?
Yeah, we did what we thought was best in the game.
Hi, Coach. Players have mentioned that it's a team game. You know, they're professionals. They signed up for this. But on a human level, what do you say to these guys when they have three pretty incredible performances and, you know, the team still isn't able to pull out a win? Like, how do you keep those guys motivated and engaged?
Yeah, well, I think I just answered that question. Come to work every day, do the best we can, try to get better. That's what we're going to do.
And you're counting on the left.
Bill, what led you to believe that keeping Malik on the sideline for the entire game was in the best interest of the team?
I think that we had time, so we got things going. We wanted to try to stay with what we were doing.
Billy mentioned Bailey deserved to play, in your opinion. What did he show you to earn that responsibility?
Yeah, he's worked hard all year.
So was it just until recently that he had shown you that he deserved the job? Or was that something that he may have deserved earlier than today?
I said that he's worked hard all year, and I thought he deserved a chance to play. I made that decision last week.
Why not make that move sooner in the season?
Because we gave Mac his chance, you know, we gave Mac the opportunity to, you know, to work through, you know, his progression with the offense, and you know, obviously we haven't had a lot of production. I thought Bailey deserved a chance to play, so he played today.
Bill, do you want to stay here and keep coaching the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this week, getting ready for the Steelers.
Josh Bogadier.
Bill, down 6-0, about 7 minutes to go. You're on the 30-yard line. Did you consider going for the field goal there to try to cut it to 6-3 instead of going for it on fourth down?
Kicking conditions weren't great out there today, especially on those long field goals. They were tough in pregame. So, no, we thought we had a better chance to. I think it would have been a tough kick.
Bill, is Bailey going to start on Thursday?
Yeah, we just finished the game, though.
You've said before.
Yeah, well, we just finished the game, so I didn't even start on Pittsburgh yet.
Was there a specific plan for Malik Cunningham coming into this game when you did elevate him?
Plan for Malik, so if we put him in there and to do the things that he does,
be ready to go.
If you guys had gotten into the red zone, would he have entered the game?
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's a million hypothetical questions that we could talk about. What happened, happened.
Bill, what do you think of the job Bill O'Brien has done with the offense and specifically today?
Look, I think we all need to, you know, find a bit, you know, find a way to be more productive. That's what we're trying to do. All right. Anything else? Thank you.
Okay. Well, there'll be a few clips from that one that we'll be sharing and replaying later in the program. That'll certainly make the national rounds and will probably be cycled through time and again here on WEEI throughout the course of the week. That was Patriots coach Bill Belichick with his post-game presser, a very frustrated man who, if you could see him visually, looks pretty sad, looks pretty beaten down right
pretty
now.
Pretty sad, broken, a lot. There's a lot going through that mind.
There was, quite honestly, a perfect storm of terrible that came together. I mean, I keep wondering, or at least I keep saying, oh, it can't be worse than last week, can it? There's no way it could possibly be worse than last week. And I have to say, this is one of those impressive things where we end up laughing psychopathically hard about what's going on with the Patriots. Each and every week, they find a new way to not just break your heart, but like step on it and just look terrible in the process. And it seems like they've broken the coach now. I mean, probably not fully broken the coach, but he's not in a good way either. But today, that confluence, the perfect storm of an empty bowl and terrible weather and the inability to even score, to give the fans that to cheer about. Whew. Oh, this one's going to sting for a while, folks. Chris, Adam, Kevin, Brian, Ron, don't you guys go anywhere. Your calls are coming up right here when we come back in just a few moments on the Six Rings Postgame Show. Hour number two coming up momentarily here on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.